tefillah. Just going to quote the Lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only gave us the ability to be mispalim, and he answers L'chol Asher Yikru'u Be'emes, no mitzava oisam, he commanded us sheyishtamshu bo v'yivakshu imenu tomid kol tzorcheinu v'chol cheftzas livaveinu. And we should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear us. Beli shum tzad pikpuk ki ein moimea u'ma'ake b'chol asher yachpats. Tefillah works. Tefillah has koyach. We have to believe in our tefillahs. A chaver of mine, Lo Aleinu, had a close relative in Memorial Sloan Kettering Hospital, told me that a doctor came to him and said the following. He asked him what the statistics are, what the chances are. He says, look, I'll tell you the statistics are terrible. With you people, we never know. With you people, we never know. We have a koyach of tefillah. Korov Hashem l'chol koyrov l'chol asher yikra'u be'emes. The Yaris Dvash, Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz, and he talks about tefillah, he writes, U'bodik u'menusim, im yispal odom shachris u'krishma be'kavone, sheboi b'yoyim yiske l'dvar mitzvah v'yatzliach be'asokov, even if l'shoh he won't see it happening, b'soifo yimtzo shekein hu. And certainly he'll be matzliach in Torah u'mitzvahs. Zok the Yaris Dvash. Iker heder shal talmidei chachamim. The main reason talmidei chachamim are taken away. Hu al yedei tfiloseinu she'eino b'kavono ritzuyo. Because we don't daven with proper tfilos. B'li leiv. V'akima svosa. We move our lips. B'li leiv. Hu ma'isel lishpoich dam. Noki, Zogt Reb Yonis and Eibishitz. Because of this, Nedorim Tzadikim Harbei Hakoil Al Yidei Kilkul Tfiloseinu. Bechatoseinu Zogt Nedorim Tzadikim Harbei because of Kilkul Tfiloseinu. If a tefillah is makulkel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away tzaddikim. Moreh Barabboisai. It was a few months ago, I was here on Shabbos. And it wasn't easy for me. And I spoke about the inyan of talking by davening. Wie steht in the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Tzoris and the Machlois and the Gzeiris Rois that come from a Zilzal in Tefillah. I mentioned over, I forgot from which Sefer, where it says that if somebody talks by Kaddish, Vacha Meiva Esrim, when he dies and his child says Kaddish for him, instead of it being a tikkun for neshama, it's ma'oirer all the dinim and kitrugim on his neshama because they remember in Shemaim how he spoke during Kaddish. I want you to know, Rabbi Yisai, I heard it from the Rav Zozayin Gesund in Shtar Zolhom Arifua Shalema. This is a tzar for him ad dichducha shel nefesh mamish. Er halt es nicht aus, because he has such an ahava for the mispalalim. And he can't bear what, Rachmana Litzlan, we do sometimes to ourselves. For what? For a bad habit. Nothing else. Nothing else, it just takes getting used to. It's so geschmack to daven. It's so easy, a person changes himself. I said then, When I became Rav in the Shul of Mansi, where they didn't talk, it was in the previous Rav used to, and I was cured, yeah. I also suffered from the, in a few weeks, I didn't even know what the title was anymore. So schmuck for a bad habit. What a schus it would be. The Chassam Sofer writes in Parsha Shoftim, with one tefillah bekavana ritzuya, a person could be mala 1,000 tefillos psulas. We have tefillos psulas full of shmuzerai and no kavana. They languish in the olamos. What's mala then? A tefillah bekavana, a tefillah ritzuya. It's much easier than we think. And the loss is unbelievable. The loss is unbelievable. But when mezalzel b'tefillah, when mezalzel, it's an old story, Chazal say, tefillah is midvarim oim deberume shaloylam, and ayodah mezalzel. And why are we mezalzel? Because we don't believe in the koyach of tefillah. We don't really believe that every word of davening is a medication, is a refuah, is a yeshua. There was a maaser by the Hele Yelechevich, one of his chassidim had a terrible accident, and his legs were crushed and he couldn't walk. And Yelechevich came to Bavaka Choyle, and he said, let's daven together. He started davening. He said, Mechal Gachayim Bechesem Mechayim Meisem. He got the Roi Fecholim. And he said, do you believe the Eibush is Roi Fecholim? And the Chosid said, yeah. He said, shaker and you're a liar. Doivish Shkor Mechal Negedeinah. Let's try again. He started again, Mechal Tachayim Bechesem Mechayim Meisem. He got the Roi Fecholim. He says, you believe the Eibush is Roi Fecholim? He says, yes, Rabbi, I believe. You're a liar. You're a shaker and the Halsish Bam Gleim. Try again the third time. And he said, Roi Fechem. And now the Chassid was crying his eyes out. The Rebbein Hashem, Roi Fechem. He says, do you believe the Eibush is a Roi Fechem? He says, yes, Rabbi, I believe with my whole heart. Then get up right now and walk on your foot. And he got off the bed. He said, stamp on the floor. And he stamped on the floor. And he told him, now go stay back in bed for 3 days so you shouldn't get an ayin hara from anybody. People shouldn't say you were zeichet to a ness.